Okay, I'm on the top line. Now, we had yesterday, the Gemara wants to know kovul in the Mishnah, what it means. We had two possibilities. Did it mean the kavla da avda, which means some sort of a thing that the Eved wore to identify himself as an Eved? But the other possibility was a keeper shel tzemer. It was something worn under the tichel. So that was the Gemara's question. Is kavla da avda osir, but keeper shel tzemer is mutter? Because she certainly wouldn't take that off in public because she'd have to open up the tichel. Or does the Mishnah mean keeper shel tzemer? And that's osir because she can't take it off under the tichel without taking off the tichel. So yesterday we had Rabbi Bo said, Mistaber the Mishnah meant keeper shel tzemer. Now we have the second system, Shmuel Omar. No, the kovel. And he pointed out, well, why the same word is used, because kovel comes, we had it for kvulas, chained up, tied up. So the kavla da avdo, it's a sign, but it's something that's chaining him to his avdos. And this also was made out of a mesh, he claims, so it's also like a chain of some sort. Anyway, okay. Ushmul oma kavla da avdo tonight. The Mishnah, which says kovel, is also in the Sarabim, Mutan the Chotz, it's talking about kavla da avdo. Some sort of a sign on the Eved. We'll soon see there's different types, which is also to wear. Now, let's see. So, that kavla da avda is also to wear on Shabbos. And again, Tosis pointed out, we said yesterday, if it's kavla da avda, why is it in the Mishnah necessarily about women? It could be by men too. And Tosis said, because the next Mishnah is going to put it together with a sheitel, and that goes only by women. But essentially, it has nothing to do with women. This is equally men or women here. So now, you're telling me Shmuel said in the Mishnah that when it says you can't wear a kovel on Shabbos, it means kovel da avdo. Some said that's choysim, that sign that the Eved wears. It was something identifying him as an Eved. That means you can't wear it. Now, Shmuel himself just said here that the choysim around the neck, now the way Rashi says, usually the choysim around the neck was something made out of cheres, a cheap thing, perhaps sort of a collar, I imagine. Choysim shebeksuso means something probably worn on his clothing. So he says, you can wear a choysim shebetzavoro, avaloba choysim shebeksuso. Now, and you just told me the Mishnah, he can't wear it. So again, the obvious answer would be that the Mishnah is talking about choysim shebeksuso. But Tosfos says, and all they explain, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, stam, you can't wear a kovel. So apparently it's talking about all of them. So the Mishnah says you can't wear anything. That's what Shmuel is saying the Mishnah means. Shmuel himself says, you can wear that choysim shebet savoro. Says the Gemara, interesting. Loikashi. Hoda ovid le rabbe, hoda ovid iu le nafshe. There's a difference. One of them, the Rav made for him, and the Rav wants him to wear. Okay? That one, that's what Shmuel's talking about. That one he's afraid to take off because his master put it on him. If he takes it off, he's going to be trouble with the boss. That one he'll be afraid to take off. That one he can wear on Shabbos. That's what Shmuel meant. The Mishnah is talking where the Eved himself made it. That is not an orders of the master. They put it on. He wants to identify himself. I don't know where. But then he's not afraid to take it off. So that, since he might take it off on Shabbos, so he can't wear it. Now, but we have to be careful here. You're telling me now that this Shmuel who said you can wear it on Shabbos, it's because it was given to him by the master. It means he's afraid to take it off. But Sakam, he says you can wear the one b'ksuso, everybody say. What are you telling me Shmuel himself is talking about? The Ovid Le-Rabbe. I mean, the Mishnah is talking, we made it himself, we're afraid he'll take it off, he can't wear it on Shabbos. Shmuel is talking, he's a self-imposed kind of thing, so he could decide to take it off on Shabbos, he might, he can't wear it. No, sorry, I forgot the other way around. Sorry, the Mishnah is talking where he put it on himself, so he might take it off, so it's also. Shmuel's talking where the Rav gave it to him, so he's afraid to take it off. That's why he can wear it. So how come he can't wear it wear on his clothing? So why can't he wear the one on his clothing? Says the Gemara, we got another problem over here. We're afraid like this. Not that he'll take it off, he won't. But it might tear. It might come off. Now, what's he going to do then? He's afraid to walk around without it because the guy told him to wear it. So what will he do? He'll sort of, let's say it's over here, it's hanging down, it's torn off. He'll roll up his talus and he'll put it over his shoulder because Taisa, I mean, psychologically, he's better off that way, because if he walks around with his jacket and the thing not there, that's bad. The Rav will get upset. Why'd you take off the thing? If he just rolls up his jacket, it's not nikkah that he took it off. It's just, and as he said, put his jacket off. Now, what's wrong with rolling up your jacket? Dilma mifsak umirtas. It'll break, flip off. He'll be afraid to walk around without it. Umikbale, he'll fold up his talis. Umokas leakasve, he'll sort of roll up his talis and wear it on his shoulder. Now, what's wrong with that? That we're going to have a sugya later in Shabbos. That when you wear a talis or whatever it is, if you wear it in the normal way, you can wear it. But let's say you'll take a jacket and you'll fold it up and put it over your shoulder. That's not wearing anymore. Then you're carrying it. Then you're chayav achatos. That you can't do. Because Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, don't Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Hayotze betalis mekupelis, umunachas lo al kseifov b'shabes chayav achatos. So that's what we're afraid of. Again, by the Rav, so the choysim shebetzavor, some sort of a cheres thing, he's not going to break it. He's not going to take it off. It's not going to break. The one of Biksuso, he won't take off. What we're afraid of there is it might rip, and to cover himself, that he shouldn't walk around with something without the chayzer, he'll just sort of hide it and roll up the talis. He'll wear the talis in a way that's not called wearing anymore. And that'll be in trouble, so we don't let him use chayzer shebiksuso. V'chihodo omar leShmuel, similar to what Shmuel said, l'avkinna bashilo, kulu rabbon in the beresh goluso, all the people who worked, the rabbon and the ones who served in the resh goluso, they also had this kind of simon, to show that they were subservient to the Reish Galusa. Lo lifku besar belei chasime. Don't go out, sar belei, the jacket, the suit, with those chasomas on them. Because again, we're afraid the same problem. It'll tear. They won't be, the Reish Galusa will be upset if they're not wearing it. So if it tears, they'll fold up the talus and they'll carry it. Le bar minoch, except for you, the lo kap, the olech, the Reish Galusa. This Reb Chinah Bar Shilu must have been high up in the system over there. On him, the Reish Galusa wasn't makbid if he didn't have the choysa. So we don't care. If it falls off, it'll fall off. He wouldn't care. Okay. Gufo. Oma Shmuel. Yoytzei ho'eved b'choysim shebetzavoro. So that's Shmuel's memory. Tanya Nami Hochi, Yoitzu Eve Bechoysim Shebetzavoro, Avalo Bechoysim Shebetzavoro. Again, how are we learning it? We are learning it that's talking where the Rav made him put it on. So we're not afraid he'll take it off. So that's why Choysim Shebetzavoro he's allowed to wear. But Choysim Shebetzavoro, even the Ravs were worried that he'll take it off, but it'll tear. If it tears, he'll cover himself by folding up his jacket in a strange way, which will turn out to be carried. Good. Very minu, we have a kash. Lo yetze ho eved b'choysim shebetzavoroi v'lo b'choysim shebeksuso. You can't wear either of them. Okay, correct? Now,
who's saying that?
This is a brisa. This is a problem. Because it says here you can't go out with the choysim shebetzavoro. Shmuel says that you can. Now we have a simple answer. We already answered that. We could simply say that this is talking we put on himself. We'll see. The Gemara says we have a better answer. You'll see in a minute. We have a long bright, so let's go through it. Zev is Zev. Both of those chosomos ain't mekablim tumor. They're not mekabel tumor. Why? Because to be mekabel tumor, either you got a kli or it's a tachshit. There's a pasuk tachshitim of people is mekabel tumor. Had it back on the afternoon base. This is not a tachshit. He's not wearing it to look better. If I can't, it's like Nai, Rashi says. He's, if anything, it's to make him look worse. So he look like a slave. So this is not a kabel tumor. Okay. V'lo bezug shebitzavoro, bell around the neck. Avol yoytzi hu bezug shebiksuso. We'll see. The Gemara doesn't explain what's the difference. Why can you with this one you can, this one you can? Zev zeh mekablim tumor. Why? Because these are tachshitim. I don't know, we don't wear bells today. Maybe the people on the bottom are close. Sometimes you see it. But whatever, it's them as a tachshit. So, and we're going to see it's made out of metal, so we'll see. It's mekabel tumor. Okay. That's a person. Now, rotetze behemo, lo bechoysim shebetzavoro, lo bechoysim shebeksuso, some sort of seals, lo bezuk shebeksuso, lo bezuk shebetzavoro. So by an animal, everything's osur. All these things are osur. Either we'll say because they can slip off, or zuk shebetzavor we had back there that we had already gone off the dollar because it looks like you're taking it out to sell. Or zelachinga, fine. V'zev v'zeh ain't mekablin tumah. Why? Because a tachshit, the chosim is not a tachshit, the bell is a tachshit. But a tachshit of a person is makabel tumah. A tachshit of a behemoth, we had before, a tabas of a behemoth, where do we have it? Second. Tabas of behemoth is not makabel tumah. Tabas odom tmeya, tabas behemoth is Torah. Tachshit of a behemoth is not makabel tumah. Okay, now, let's get back to the first line. Shmuel said, you can, the Eved can wear the Chosim Shebetzavaro, not the Chosim Shebetzuzo. The Brisa says, you can't wear the Chosim Shebetzavaro. Okay? So what would be the easy answer? That the Brisa is like the Mishnah. It's talking on a self-imposed Chosim. So he can't wear any of it. Since he put it on himself, he might well take it off. That would be the simple teretz. Says the Gemara, I can give you a better teretz. I can make this, I can make it, even, I can split Rav also. Because what did we say? In Rav, when the Rav puts it on, by the Chosim Shetzavaro, what am I afraid of? He's not going to take it off, he's afraid of the Rav. Okay? Oh, the problem is like this. What if the Chosim Shetzavaro, where Rashi learns in the Mishnah, Stam Chosim are made out of Cher, the cheap stuff. Not even completed cheres, you'll see. So what could be the other possibility? Not it'll take it off, it'll break. It'll break. He might carry it. Now let's figure this out. Why would he carry it? Carrying it in your hand doesn't show you're an Eved. It's got to be worn in the way like a uniform. Elowot, he'll carry it back to the master because the Rav wants it. He wants the pieces. So I said like this, that depends what the material is made out of. If it's cheres, it's junk. The Rav doesn't need it back. So what are you worried about? He's going to take it off. He's not taking it off. The Rav told him to wear it. It's going to break. If it breaks, he's going to leave it in the streets. Junk. If, though, it's made out of matches, it's some sort of a metal structure. So again, we're not afraid he's going to take it off. But we are afraid it may break. And if he breaks, the master wants it back to fix it. He'll carry it back home. So this brisa we said, when it says you can't wear the chosim shebetzavaro, so an easy answer would be to say it's talking on a self-imposed one, like the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, I have a better answer for you here. It can even be that the Rav made him put it on. Still we don't let him wear it, because we're afraid it'll break. And he'll bring it back, because the Rav wants it back. Mashain came to Mishnah, as Rashi says, we can't learn that way. Because Stam Choysomis, Rashi said, were made out of Cheres. In Cheres, we got no problem. If it's the Rav's, it's Mutu, because he's not taking it off. And if it breaks, he's not bringing it home, because it's worthless. This Mishnah, this Rashi is sawing it by Matches. The Gemara's going to prove it. V'kan b'shal Matches, kan b'shal Tit. Ukid the Rav Nachman. Oma Rabba Barabua. Dover ha-makvid all of Rabbo, ein Yotzenbo. Some the Rav wants back. He can't go out. Even though you won't take it off, but we're afraid it'll break. And if it'll break, since he wants it back, we're afraid he, out of fear of the Rav, he'll carry it back home. Tova Shein Makbidov, like Cheres, it's worthless, basically. Once it breaks, it breaks. Yitzimo, what am I afraid of? Take it off, he's not going to take it off. He's afraid of the Rav. Break, and leave it in the street. So basically, you're telling me this Bryce is talking by Matris, and Adi Gemara proves it's talking by Matris. Ochanami Mistabra. Mediktoni Zevize Ein Mekablin Tumo. We said at the beginning that the Chosomis, right? The Chosim Shebetzavaro, the Chosim, what do you call it, Shebetzuzo, both of them are not Makabel Tumo. We said why? Because they're not Tachshitim. You can't call it, it's not a Kli, I mean. It's not a Tachshit either, because it's put on not to make you look better, if anything, it's a make to look worse. Lignai. So he says like this. If you tell me the Bryce is talking about matches, something made out of metal, okay, then the Bryce is telling me something. This thing is not makabel tumah. Why? Because it's not a tachshit. But if it would be a tachshit, if it would be a kli, something else made out of this material would be makabel tumah. If the Bryce has to tell me, but this, since it's not a tachshit, is not makabel tumah. Hani hu delo makabli tumah, because they're not tachshitim, they're not kelim. Or kelim did who? Something of this material that would be a keli, would be a tachshit, imekabli tumah. So that's good if you say it's made out of matches, because anything made out of matches basically is mekabel tumah. It's a tachshit, it's a kli, a pshutik kli matches. Just here it happens to be nothing. Eli amr bishel tit tnan. If you say the thing was made, I get this. There's two madrigas in klecheres what they had in those days. There was something they called clay adoma. They just took clay and they put it together. That's before klicheres. Klicheres, they would then take that thing and bake it in an oven. Then it becomes klicheres. It's a higher level. Klicheres is makabel tuma. Tit, kliadoma, is not makabel tuma at all. The whole, that substance is not makabel tuma. So that's what these chesomas were made out of. It wasn't a finished cheres, a pot like pottery. It was basic clay, smushed together and not even baked. So that, even if it would be a kli, even if it would be a tasha, it's not makabel tuma. So what do you have to tell me? This chesom is not makabel tuma. The whole material is not makabel tuma. Hani, el iyam bishel tit tanan, hani hudlo makabel tuma. Ho kelim didu makabel tuma. Vihotanyo, clay avonim made from stone, kli glolim made out of tzvier boker, waste of animals, they would form it into kelim. Hu kli adomo means what we would call pottery, but before it goes through that baking process over there. I'm not sure someone explains it yet. The first white line on the bottom. Kalim to do kliosi mitit kozesh einam etzar for bekipshin. May see the yoitzer does become klicheres. It's just called kliadoma. It's mechal not makabel tuma. Vatani kliavonim kliglolim kliadoma in makabel tuma lomad the b'toyre lomad the b'soyfrim shmaminos or matke shmaminos. From the fact that the Braisa had to say the choisim is not makabel tuma. Obviously, we're talking about something made out of a material that has a shaychus to be makabel tuma. Had it been a kli, had it been a tash, but this is not makabel tuma. On tit, you don't have to tell me that. So I know the Braisa is talking about matches. Mela, I can say that when the Braisa says it's also forever to wear it, I don't have to say it's a self-imposed choisim. I can say it even when it's given to the Rav, and still I'm afraid. Not that he'll take it off, but that it'll break. And because the Rav is makbid to get it back, because it's metal, he can rebuild it, Mestoma, he may carry it back. Okay. Continuing this Bryce. Omamar. Zuk. The Bryce said, he can't wear a Zuk Shebet Savoro, avo yoitzu bezuk Shebet Ksuso. What's the problem here? He's got sort of a bell around his neck, David. Or it's on his clothing. So what's the difference? Why can't he wear a bell around his neck? What's not a problem? Dilma Mifsik. That's simple for you. We're afraid it'll break. And he'll carry it home. So you have the same problem as Zuk Shebiksuso. What's the difference? If you're worried it may fall off and he'll carry it, what's the difference if it's around the neck or it's on somehow attached to his clothing? Zuk Shebiksuso Nami Leichush Dilma Mifsik. He'll come to carry it. It's not just clipped onto his clothing, it's sewn onto the clothing. It's woven somehow into the jacket. Something that's woven, we're not afraid will fall off. We're not some, you know, neurotics over here. Something that's attached well is not falling off. Some that's not heavily attached, we worry about it. But orig, some that's, if I weave something into my jacket, I mean, there's something, some sort of a handkerchief or something, let's say. And it's woven into the jacket. I'm not going to say it's awesome, because it may fall off. I mean, anything could happen. My jacket could disintegrate on the way to shul also. Come on. But we're not worried about things like that. That's too far. Izuk shebiksuso is micho be'mumcho. Ukid rafuna breder of Yeshua. Domer rafuna breder of Yeshua. Kol shehu orug. Anything that's woven. Anything that's woven, they didn't make the gzeira. Now, this is a very interesting thing because we had this statement already before, and we used it in a yesterday. We had used it in a different, completely different meaning. Yesterday, we had a question. If you remember, who would want to remember? Tiki Chalilta, boy, Tiki Chalilta Mao. I didn't know what it meant then. I should remember what it means. Whatever it was over there, was something you're fixing your hair with, which wasn't string, but was woven. And Ishaila was, is it a chitzitza or not? Or the Gemara Gezog, it's not a chitzitza. Why? Omer Afuna, the Rebbe Yeshua, Koshu Orug Lo Gozru. That's the same words here. That's not what that means. That means over there, Koshu Orug, anything that's woven, they didn't make Gzeira by Tfilah, because it doesn't pull tight. Here you're telling me a different story. Now you're telling me, twisting his words to mean, anything that's woven, I don't make the gzeira, maybe it'll fall off, because since it's woven, not, that means over there, if the string is woven, as opposed to just a string, it doesn't pull tight on the hair. This means, anything that's woven into my jacket, I'm not afraid will fall off. That's two different things. He was quoting the same exact memra, That means over there, ain't that woven? I don't make the gzera by the mikveh. She has to take it off, because if it's woven, it doesn't pull tight on the hair. This is a different story. This is saying anything that's woven, I don't make the gzera. Maybe it'll fall off, because if it's woven, I'm not worried it'll fall off. It's the same exact words. It's so, that's strange. Think, I mean, did he say this? Did he say that? It Tosfos says Rusman Zogendor that since he used that words, the Gemara understood he taka meant both. In those words, he meant to say two things. The same words he used, he meant to say two completely different statements. Kol shumishum oru glo gozu. Anything that's woven, I don't make exera. That means two things. Anything that's woven, I don't make the exera of mikvah because it doesn't pull tight. Anything that's woven, I don't make the exera fall off because it's attached. That means probably two completely different things. Is a father good? No. I'm not afraid my jacket lapel will tear either. I mean, if it's woven in, it's woven. That's what I'm saying. There's a limit to how far we go on these things. I mean, what? What it's like. I'm happy I know what it says, not what it's like. Yeah. Okay. Omamar. Okay, now we get back to Tyre. So this perek, because it deals, it's interesting perek, because it deals with clothing and tashitim, it gets very heavy into Tyre's, because you think they have nothing to do with you, but they do, because all these things are very overlapping. What's a tashit? What's a kli? What's this? What's that? This perek, I mean, the Shabbos Shabbo is not so bad. The Tyre Shabbo is what makes it very hard perek. Omamar. I don't know if I just said anything. It made sense. I think so. Omamar. We're going to take apart this braisa. Lo teitzit behema, lo b'choysim shebitzavoro, v'lo b'choysim shebiksuso. Lo b'zuk shebitzavoro, v'lo b'zuk shebiksuso. Ze v'zein, mekablon tumo. Very good, Luchu, that's very good. A bell on an animal is not mekabel tumah like we had there on Nundalit. A ring, any tashit of a ring, I call tashit. When the Torah said tashit, mekabel tumah, it was talking about etzor tzomet over there. People's tashitim. A tashit, you make up a bracelet for your cow, that's not mekabel tumah. Very good. We had a bracelet like that. Tabas odom tmeya, tabas beheda, is Torah. That's the chur what it says here. Frank the Gemara, ani shikasha. Vzug de beheme mekabel tumah. You tell me a bell on an animal is not mekabel tumah, which is good. It has a price, and it says not that the price. It's a Mishnah, I think. Very mean. Zug shel behema tmeya. That's bad. Zug shel behema, and a bell of an animal is yemakabel tumu. Vizug vishel deles tahira. Your bell, your knocker, on your door is not makabel tumu. That's posh. It's not makabel tumu because it's mechuba to the door. The door is mechuba. Anything that's a klal, anything that's mechuba is not makabel tumu. Anything mechuba to the ground is not makabel tumu. Okay, so therefore, the bell on the door is a makabel tumah. It's like part of the house. It's mechuba. The bell at the beim estate is a makabel tumah. Let's finish the brayza. That's a serious problem. We're saying a zug shvayim is a makabel tumah. Now, said Mishnah, we get a little bit into Tyrus over here. Shel deles. So we said deles is not makabel tumah. Vasol beheim, you took your bell, whatever you call that thing, off the door, and now you decide you're hanging on that behemoth's neck. You just switched, basically. It's tmeya. It becomes tummy. Even though you didn't do a mice, as I take a point here, and this is called yardim latuma. When you say it goes down and it becomes something that can be makabel tuma, you don't have to do a mice because you have a thing, a bell. It's not makabel tuma because it's a doorbell, right? Now I put it on the animal's neck. That's not called doing a mice to the thing. You're just moving it from place to place. It now becomes something else. It can become something else, which is makabel tumah, because we're going to zuk shebehem is makabel tumah. We don't know why, but that's what it says here. Even though you didn't do a ma'isa, because things kalim are yordim l'tumasim b'machshava. Just the fact that you designate is enough. The other way, though, shel behem of asol adelas, you took it off the animal's neck and you attached it to the door. It's still makabel tumah. Again, because to get out from Kabbalah's tumah, you have to do a ma'isa to the thing. Just changing it mentally or just repositioning it, that's not enough. So when you take it from the door to the behemoth, even though you're not doing anything to the thing itself, it now becomes a Dovram Kabbal tumah. When you go from the behemoth to the door, even though now it's a door knocker, it's Yema Kabbal tumah. Because some that had a din Kabbalah's tumah doesn't lose it until you do a ma'isa to the thing. Remove it, change it, reshape it, just relocating it, not doing like a little trick. is sheldeles vasola behema tmeya. It changes character just by the redesignation. Shel behema vasola deles. So now it should be not mekabel tumah because you made it ois. Name. Afa pisha chibro ledeles vikovo bimasmeirim. You banged it in with nails. That's still not called a meister to the thing. It's just a relocation. Tome. Shekol hakelim yordim lidei tumosim bimashova. To make it into a kli, that's mekabel tumah, meaning to change it from a zug shel delas to zug shel behema. You don't need a maisa, just the redesignation. But vein oilin midei tumoson, going from behema to a door, you want to take it up from tumah. You want to make it ois mekabel tumah. There you need b'shinui maisa. Good, that's very nice. Maybe it's more than very nice, but we have to have a steer in the first words of the Brice. The Brice says zug shel behema is tmeya. By us it says zug shel behema is tmeya. We know it from before. Zog de gemara loikash. Hodisli inval. Hodolesli inval. When we say zug shel behema is tmeya, it means it has no thing inside. What do you call that thing inside? The knocker. The bell had a zug and an inval, a little piece in the middle. That made the noise, the ones that knocked inside. So the bell that's not makabel tumah, he's talking without that middle piece, without the inbal. When you said zuk shel behemis tmei, that's talking with an inbal. Now, here we got a problem. Because what the difference does it make? We're dining if it's a tachshit or not. And even if it's a tachshit, I don't care. On a behemoth, it's a tachshit, I don't care. So what's the difference? It has an inbal, doesn't have an inbal. What's that relevant to us? I mean, that's right, the Gemara Monef Shuch. Right? The Gemara was looking at it. Where? How could it be makabel tumah? Where's the tzad that should be makabel tumah? It's a tachshit. Somehow the inval makes it a better tachshit. It's ridiculous. A tachshit is not makabel tumah. It's a tachshit of a behemoth. Put an inval. Take it. What care? You can make it out of gold, and you know what I mean. Put the Mona Lisa on it. I don't care. Kol's mind, it's an animal's tachshit. It's not makabel tumah. So what are you helping me here? If it's something, it's a kli, it's something, it's makabel tumah, I will be the lesli inbal. What do I need the inbal for? Ilav monahu, which is the truth, because a tashid rahim is not considered a kli makabel tumah. Inbal mashula monah. The putting in the inbal is going to change anything over here. So the moment we made a mistake over here. Avad tashid of behemoth is not makabel tumah. And I don't care what you do to that bell. You could do whatever you want to that bell. As long as you're looking at it as a tachshit of a behemoth, it is not makabel tumah. Rashi says we're missing the point here. When I put the inbal in, now it's a working bell. Now it's serving the person. It's not a tachshit of a behemoth. It's a kli that the person's using. We had this before. Makel shel behemoth. I wasn't here that day, Greta. All the good stuff is when I'm not here. We had a Gemara Nun Beis Omud Beis. Makel shel behema. Makel shel behema shel matches makabel tumah. A stick, you know, the what do you call it? What you hit the animal with? It's makabel tumah. Aye, it's a dasha, it's a clear behema. The Gemara Gezog Dalton, why? My timer. Hoil va odom roida bohen. Because it's a kli of the person. The person uses the makel to hit the animal, to guide the animal. That's not called the animal's azak. That's my thing. So if it has an inbal in it, I use it to keep track of the animal. That's serving me. Forget about the behemoth. That's my kli. If it has no inbal, then it has no noise to it. So then it's only decoration on the behemoth. It's not a makabel tumah. You put in the inbal, as far as the fact is tasha behemoth, of course I'm going to help you. But it turns it into a kli that I'm using because I use it to keep track of the animal. That's a kli for an odom. That's makabel tumah. Now, here it is a very interesting thing. Why is this a kli? What's the basic idea of a kli? You think I know? I don't know either. But what's the basic idea of a kli? As opposed to, what's the difference a kli and a piece of wood? What's the difference? It has a usage. It has a usage. Kli means something that can be used to hold something, to support something, whatever it is. What's the usage of this kli? The noise, Shimbo. I don't use it. We'll see later. It could be used to turn over and drink. But we're going to... The guy who made the bell, what's the usage? What's making it from a hunk of metal into a kli? The fact that it makes noise. The kol. Who told you that kol is a tashmish b'chalal? As l'hasen akeli. Who said so? That's itself a chiddush by the Gemara. You tell me this metal now is a bowl. I can use it to eat soup. I can use it to hold something. That we know. That we're used to. It becomes a fork. It becomes a knife. Something like that. This is all it is coal. How do you know that that's how it's that clear in the Torah? It's like my puzzle. Don't have Shmuel ben Achmeni. Om Rabbi Yonasan minayin l'mashmiya kol beklimat chishutomei. A puzzle. Shenem a kol dovor by the parish of Vagolas Kalim. Kol dovor she yovo bo eish taviru bo eish. Learn the Gemara dovor afilu dibur yovo bo eish. Even if it's a sound, it becomes a kli and it needs tyra. Very interesting limud over there. Okay, anyway. Now. Only for a person. Tasha the behemoth am kabbal to. Only a person. That's tabas odom tamei, tabas behemoth tohoyre. That's why on the behemoth, Tasha won't do a trick. But now we're coming to the next thing. Slow down now. Now he's saying good here. So you're telling me now. What? No, not kabbal to. Zev zeh mekabbal to. But nothing's mekabbal to. Zev zeh by the man mekabbal to. Zev zeh mekabbal to. What? No, if it has no imbul, it's a decoration. It's some sort of a tash. That's not a kabbal tumah. That's not my problem. That's the guy's problem. Now, so that this Bryce said that the animals is not makabal tumah, the man's is makabal tumah. Now, this Bryce, you're telling me, is talking with an imbul or without an imbul? Without an imbul. That's why the animals is not makabal tumah. So more turns around, so how come the man's is makabal tumah? But that's also the toes. Because by the man, I don't need usage. But I mean, if it's a decoration, it's also a kabbal tumah. Because tashkita ma kabbal tumah. The more it's like the more like. Oh, b'mayu kimta. How you sending in the brayso? But less be involved. So with a bell without a thing. No, aim a mitzvah. So what are you going to do in the middle? Lo v'zuk shebet savoro. Aval yosim shebetzusa. Good. Shabbos the difference we said. But zev zem a kabbal tumah. Either lessly involved. It's like the word chab for a second. You don't need an imba for kabbalas tumah by your man. It was going that way, so it has no usage. Why is it kabbal tumah? And I'll show you. Look. There was a brice, a very minu. Oh, he says zogin the bells lemachteshes. Machteshes the what do you call it? The mortar and pestle when they've chopped up some amonim. The Gemara says increases hakol yofel labesomim. Noise is good for the psomim. So they put bells on it. Should make noise. Vilarisa bells for a crib for a baby. They would put it on the mantach of the Sefer Torah, so the Tinoike Shel Beis Rabon should hear the Sefer Torah coming, and they would come to learn. That they hang around the neck of the babies, so what should they do? Yeshlan Inbal Tmeim, Einlan Inbal Tahoirim. If they have an Inbal, they're Tomei. If they don't have an Inbal, they're Tahor. Now this is talking about people, not talking about animals. Well, some of them are people, whatever. Now, nitlu in balei, and we'll see in a minute what that means. Again, if you made the bell, you didn't put in a thing in there, it's not makabal tumah. If you put an inbal in there, it's makabal tumah. If you had one with an inbal, took out the inbal, nitlu in balei, adayin tumosam aleim. It does, once it became a kli, it doesn't lose it by taking out the inbal. We'll see that in a minute why. But that's not our problem right now. Whatever it is, it says over here, ein lohem, sorry. Fine. So it says in this brisa that it's only a kli, it's only makabel tumah, if it has an inbal. If it doesn't have an inbal, it's not makabel tumah. It's not the way out by people. You told me in this brisa, it's not makabel tumah by the man without an inbal. So come on, you make a simple mistake over here. This is not talking about a grown person. This is talking about a baby. That's not a tashin over there. That's there to calm the baby down. Or to make noise for the kids to come to shul. There it's not a tashit. That's a kli to make noise. If it doesn't have an inbal, it's nothing. By a grown person, he's wearing a bell. Don't ask me why he's wearing a bell, but that's some sort of a tashit. That's what kabbal tumah without the inbal. Ani mila betinik de lekoila vidalei. That bell was made to make noise. To pacify the baby, to attract the kids to come and learn. That's what it's there for. It's not a tashit. Mele has to have an inbal. Honey, mila betinik de lekoila vidalei. Avol gadol, a grown person who wears a bell. I don't know. He thought it was a nice thing to wear. Tashit who? I forgot the lesley inbal. Bekitzer, you're coming down to three madrigas. By a grown person who wears a bell, that's a tashin. It doesn't have to make noise. The fact that it's a tashin is worse than a ring or a necklace or a bracelet. So they wore that kind of thing. It's Kabbal Tumah. I don't need the noise aspect, Shabbat. If an animal has a bell, there's no tashitim by animal. I mean, there's tashitim, but they're not Kabbal Tumah. So to be Kabbal Tumah, you have to make it a kli tashmish of Odom. You have to put in the inbal, so you use it for the noise. Same thing by tinoikis or these kind of things. This is not a, this is not decorations over here. This is a kli to produce noise. Obviously, if you're making a kli to produce noise, if it doesn't have an inbal, it's not a kli to produce noise. Okay. Well, now we come to this other statement here. You're telling me that these ones over here, which is a kli for kol, it's only makabel tumah if you put in the inbal. If you make a bell without a thing in the middle, it's not makabel tumah. Now, you made the bell with the inbal. You took out the inbal. You tell me it's still makabel tumah. Why is that? That's not so simple anymore. You're talking avida l'kol. So it became a kli because it makes noise. Now you took out the inbal, doesn't make noise anymore. Yeah, I mean, you're changing the kli. You're doing a maisi. You're taking out the inbal. You're changing the nature of the kli. It's a step worse. What are they worth now? Again, we're not working on tash. We're talking about the babies over here. It's only a kli of kol. So why is it now a kli? Interesting thing, by the way, the Gemara says, the way Tosfos goes, Gemara says like this. You're right. I have the bell and I have this inbal over here. It's two separate pieces now. The truth is they're worthless. Both of them are worthless. They have no essential value. They have no usage. Nothing should be makabel tumah. But the point is, since it's easily put backable, they don't need a, you don't need a tinsmith here. Apparently anybody can re-screw it in there. Hol shahed yid yochel zero. Again, if you need a ganze tinsmith to put it together, that's ridiculous. That means just rebuilding the kli. You have pieces. That's not a different story. Then you're talking, I guess we can just jam it back in or screw it back in. So since anybody can put it back together, we look at it as if it's already back together. That's how the Gemara in the Surah Rabbaya was saying. Now, if you reason that way, the Gemara makes an interesting step over here. Then we had back there, if you remember, once we say they are connected, let's say that bell would be connected. Let's say the sheretz would touch the inbal. Then the zug will become tomei too. Or as the sheretz will touch the zug, the inbal will become tomei too. Once it's a unit, it's a unit. They understood in Abaye that since separately, they shouldn't be makabel tumah or the worthless. What do I, how are they makabel tumah all together? Because I see them already as being together since this, it's so simple to put them together. Now, Ebazeh, it comes out also that even, he's saying it's an interesting thing. I have the bell here and the inbal over here. The sheretz touches the inbal, the bell will become tumah. Why? Because as the inbal alone, it shouldn't be makabel tumah altogether. It's only makabel tumah because since it's easily put backable, I see it as together already. No, Ebazeh, if the sheretz touches this, and it's makabel tumah because you see it as one already, then this should become tumah too. Tremendous chiddush. You see, you got a bell sitting here, you got an inbal sitting here, sheretz touches this inbal, this bell becomes tumah. Interesting thing, boy. That Rav says that's impossible. Because we learned before, if you remember, when those things were together, mispoires, bishas melacha, not bishas melacha, gzeiris, but that's all when they're together. When you're using, when you're not, when you separate them, the brisa says they're befeiris, there's no kabbalah stuma. One can't make tome the other one. When they're not connected, that can't be. You went too far. Mosiv Rav Azog ve'inbal chibur understands the Gemara when they're attached. They're attached. Oh, Zog Gemara, maybe not. Doesn't say clearly. Maybe it's a chibur even when they're separated. Maybe that's what it means. V'chitayim v'hochi komer. I forgot the low mechbar, commander mechbar domi. Maybe that's what it means to say. It means to say exactly what Abaye meant to say. Chibur, not. The Gemara read the Mibraisa, Chibur, meaning they're together. If they're together, they're knock. If they're not together, forget about it. You could read that Braisa the other way too. It is a Chibur, meaning like Abaye, wherever it is, it's considered Mechubur. So we are proving you from the Braisa we had back there. Mespirish shall prok and Vizemel shall rehitni, Chibur latumen, Chibur lazor. If one becomes Tome, the other does, but in Hazor, if you're Mazen one, the other one doesn't become Tome. The Gemara asked back there, that makes sense. If it's one, it's one, so they might split it over there. I mean, the Monashochi, Chibur afilu lazor. Nami vilav chibur afil l'tuma nami lov omar rabu dvar toyer b'shas melocha chibur bein l'tuma bein lazo shelo b'shas melocha ein chibur lo l'tuma v'lo lazo v'gozo al tuma shelo b'shas melocha v'shtuma shi b'shas melocha v'alazo shi b'shas melocha v'shumazo shelo b'shas melocha. Good, but that's all when they're connected, it says there. When they're split apart, there's no chibur. Rabbi, you're not right. So back where we started now. In Balayim, we said it only is Tommy if it has an inbal, because we're talking about noise-making bells, not decorative bells. We're talking about bells to pacify a baby or things like that. So if you don't put the inbal, it's nothing. You put the inbal in, it's a noisemaker, it's a Tommy. If you take the inbal out, so why should it be Tommy now? That was the Gemara's kasha. Nidbal in Balayim, atayin to Mosam Alayim. Why should that be? Lamai Chozi? Zog the Gemara. Elom Arovo, and say ancient clown to the royal Akishu Agabicheris. When I have that bell, right, what's its purpose making noise? No, that's Abaye said. We proved he's wrong. We can't work it that way. No, because even this doesn't become me. The truth is, one separate, even this doesn't become though. At this point, hold on. We're saying now a new meaning. You know what it is? The pshat's like this. When you have the bell part and the inbal part, you're right. The inbal is worthless. The inbal's like worthless. It's not a kabbal tum. The bell will be a kabbal tum. Why? Because it can still make noise. You can knock it against cheres. You can still make noise with that thing. It's a little bit not as convenient with an inbal inside, but you can take it and knock it against this. So it still retains something of its original nature. Now again, that's a rule we have in Tyrus. So then tell me, when you make the bell without the imbalshim kabel tuma, that I don't say. Because since I'm planning on making a bell, and my purpose is noise, when I make the outside without the inside, that's called golme kli matris. It's an unfinished kli. What? I don't know. Rashi said to somebody, you can't use the imbal. I don't know why. They all say that. I don't know what it was made out of exactly. I don't know. If you could, then it would be. They seem to understand that the imbal can't be used. I don't know. But anyway, but the idea is like this. When I make the kli, and my plan is to make a thing with a knacker, I didn't put in the knacker yet. That's called goyel mekli matris. That's an unfinished kli. I'm on my way to my plan. That's not mekabel tumah. When I put in the inbal, it becomes a kli. Now to break it, I have to break it in a way that it's totally unusable. So since my breaking it still allows it to make some sort of noise, it's not broken. So it's still be makabel tumah. Now, but we have to be careful here. He does require, though, not any usage. We'll see tomorrow. I won't be able to. I could have said something simpler. The thing at the bell, I'll turn it over and I'll drink from it. That's also usage. This mandamos, that's not good enough. It has to retain some of its original nature. Its original nature was a noisemaker. It has to retain, called not broken, it has to retain some of that noisemaking quality. Just to say it could be used as a cup will not do the trick. That's going to be machloikis right now. He requires less. I mean, the first man domer hold to retain its identity as a kli, it has to keep some of its original nature. Its own. We have a few minutes. I know I'm rushing so much. It has to retain some of its lachlan harishoina, meaning this was a noisemaker, quote unquote. Now you broke it. Is it still a kli? If I can somehow see it as a noisemaker, it's not broken. So if the fact that I can bang it against something and it'll make noise, it's a kli. But would it be, let's say it's a soft material, I don't know, somehow, it wouldn't make noise. But if Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, but whatever it is, I could turn it upside down and drink from it, or feed a child, that wouldn't be good enough. Because that's already a completely different thing. You can't say it retains its nature as a kli. It's not totally broken because now it's a cup. Yesterday was a bell. That's the first one. The Rebbe Yochanan says, no, that's enough. As long as it retains, once it becomes a kli, it's not broken till it's broken from usage in Gansa. The fact that it can still be used as a cup is also good enough. That's going to be the Gemara discussion. Do you need Mei Malacha Rishonah or not? But that seems to be the Machloikis right here.